540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Milwaukee is filing lawsuits against a California-based landlord over the condition of more than 200 properties. City leaders say inspections and complaints show long-running problems at Highgrove Holdings and their subsidiaries. The city wants the court to give them a way to fix the homes or take them over if needed. Tenants are describing some serious issues, including water damage, mold, and delays in repairs. Alongside the lawsuits, a community group is also launching to pressure the company. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore is pushing a bipartisan bill she says would help older foster kids build stronger connections with adults as they age out of the system. The Connect Act would expand mentorship and peer support through a federal program, which already is helping with housing, school, counseling, and other basics. Moore says the relationships can make a big difference during a tough transition to adulthood. An Ohio Republican representative is co-sponsoring the bill. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Police say a fight over a chain necklace led to a deadly shooting in downtown Milwaukee early Sunday morning. An 18-year-old Milwaukee man is now charged with multiple felonies, including first-degree reckless homicide, after the shooting that killed 22-year-old Dylan Jackson and wounded two others. According to investigators, the argument turned physical near North Water and East Knapp before Deonta Harmon pulled out a gun and fired into a crowd. Investigators say surveillance video and a gun found at his home helped link him to the case. Milwaukee is set for one of the biggest No Kings protests in Wisconsin tomorrow, with a main rally planned at Washington Park from noon to 3. A smaller gathering is also planned on the east side. Police say there could be traffic impacts near those areas. People are pushing back against an idea to repurpose the Cudahy Middle School pool. Community members joined the Cudahy Board of Education meeting this week to hear about a proposed project to turn the pool into a multi-use cafeteria space. Some who spoke during public comment mentioned how valuable the pool is to the community, and turning it into a cafeteria doesn't make sense. The board eventually voted to table the discussion, noting not enough information was available to make a decision. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin voters are already turning in absentee ballots for the April 7th election, but the early numbers are still well below where they were at the same point in the 2025 spring race. The State Elections Commission says just over 276,000 absentee ballots have been requested so far, and about 54,000 have been returned. Early voting started Tuesday, and Election Day is April 7th. To see where you can vote early and what's on your ballot, check out myvote.wi.gov. The Dane County Sheriff's Office is trying to handle the spread of what it's calling misinformation regarding Ridgeland Farms. The agency released a statement this week more than a week after dozens of activists entered the property and removed dogs, resulting in multiple arrests. The sheriff's office noted it cannot refer animal cruelty charges against Ridgeland Farms until July because a court settlement gave the licensed research facility until then to stop selling dogs bred for biomedical research. The statement added people have a right to protest peacefully, but the March 15th event involved people committing crimes. Dane County mentioned it received several inquiries about Ridgeland Farms from across the country and beyond. And thousands of people are expected to take part in No Kings protests across Wisconsin tomorrow, with more than 100 events planned statewide. Organizers say the demonstrations are meant to push back against Trump administration policies. In Milwaukee, the main rally is set for Washington Park from noon to 3. Other bigger events are planned in Kenosha, Appleton, La Crosse, Green Bay, and Oshkosh. Organizers say they want the events to stay peaceful and focused on free speech. And Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore is pushing a bipartisan bill she says would help older foster youth build stronger connections with adults as they age out of the system. The Connect Act would expand mentorship and peer support through the Federal A program. An Ohio Republican representative is co-sponsoring the bill. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
A big day for Jake. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers got out the bats on opening day against the White Sox. Bottom of the seventh. Two men on, two outs, and Jake Bowers at the plate. Jeff Levering with the call.
Bowers, a fly ball to right. It's got the height. Does it have the distance? At the wall. It sure does. A three-run bomb for Bowers.
The Brewers went on to win 14-2, the most runs scored on opening day in franchise history. Sal Frelick also homered Pat Murphy after the win.
Good strike ball, Sal and Bowers. Bowers doesn't hit that unless Lockridge gets down the line. He decided to say, look, I want to keep this inning alive.
The Brewers have the night off. They'll host the Sox tomorrow night. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin scored 4 goals in the final period to beat Dartmouth 5-1 in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers face off against Michigan State in the regional semifinals tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today, cool and a bit on the breezy side with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, decreasing clouds with lows in the mid-20s. On Saturday, increasing clouds, milder with highs in the mid-40s, upper 50s by Sunday. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.